The E-bomb. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The military is developing a new weapon. A weapon that can stop the enemy without hurting the enemy. A weapon that uses not a projectile, but electromagnetic waves. Extremely short electromagnetic waves. Millimeter-length electromagnetic waves.
Millimeter waves, as it turns out, can penetrate the skin about a third of a millimeter, so it's not really enough to damage the skin.
It can't even heat leftovers. Ah, but it is enough to cause intense pain, because, as we were about to learn from Dr. Doug Beeson, the Associate Director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, these millimeter waves, while they only barely penetrate the skin, instantly resonate with a particular component of the skin. It's nerve endings.
What's happening is that your nerves actually pick up this absorbed energy as intense heat. And it's like a giant conventional oven has been lifted up in front of you.
Hot flash.
That's right, like a hot flash, except it keeps going. It's all over your body. And what your mind wants you to do is to drop everything, turn, and flee.
So what we have here is a virtual non-lethal heat ray. Dr. Beeson calls it the E-bomb. And because it's a beam, it can be used against a whole battalion or focused on an individual terrorist. Of course, there's a concern it could also be used for torture.
That's one of the criticisms that's come up. But on the other hand, just about anything can be used as torture nowadays. What we found even recently in Guantanamo Bay, even women's underwear can be used as torture.
That's true.
Wait until they turn that into a ray. The whole story is in Dr. Beeson's book, The E-Bomb. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.